BBC Learning English. Sadly, I'm yet to taste a woolly mammoth meatball, but I can tell you it's been made by making the DNA sequence for a muscle protein from a long-extinct mammoth, which scientists say gives the synthetic substance its meaty flavour. The scientists, based at the Australian Institute for Bioengineering at the University of Queensland, then used elephant DNA to bolster the gaps left in the mammoth sequence and grew the meat from a sheep's stem cells. If you're lost, just imagine taking cuttings from a plant and growing them in a greenhouse. In the same way, cells are taken from the animal, given the vitamins, nutrients, and minerals they would get in the animal, and then the cells are grown to make the meat. In just a couple of weeks, 20 billion cells were used by the company to grow the mammoth meat, which hasn't been tasted in around 4,000 years. The firm, Vow, said it chose the woolly mammoth because it's a symbol of environmental loss. It's all part of a growing movement to make more sustainable meat. While plant-made alternatives are now common, meat grown from stem cells in a lab, without animal slaughter, is creating many kinds of replacements for the sheep, pig, chicken and cow meat, usually made in large-scale production farms. If made at scale, lab-grown meat could cut the climate impact of farm meat by up to 92%, reduce air pollution by up to 94%, and use 90% less land, according to a recently peer-reviewed journal article. Vow is not the first firm to try to make lab-grown meat from an extinct animal. In 2018, another made gummy bear sweets out of gelatine created from the DNA of a mastodon, a relative of the mammoth. Others are looking into cultured meat from buffalo, peacock and crocodile, if that whets your appetite.
BBC Learning English.